all out, all game, all season. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women with the loss this afternoon to Washburn. Tough run the last 2 weeks, even though they played the same two teams, end up with four losses, but definitely improvements in both games this week over the games last week on the road.
No doubt about that. Had chances to win in both of those. Going back to Wednesday night, just a tough one-point loss to Fort Hays State. Here this afternoon, jumping out to an early lead. And you knew Washburn to come back in this one. They were able to come back and take the lead and then held it the rest of the way. But Northwest, second half pulling within four on a couple of occasions. And just couldn't quite get the stops they needed to get back on top. But a hard-fought game by Northwest. It just comes down, and this one, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, too many turnovers.
Northwest Missouri State with a loss, 61-54 to Washburn. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the search for a new athletic director after Wren Baker announced his resignation.
We're very thankful to Wren, but at the same time, you need to keep moving forward, and we are. I met with the entire athletics department yesterday along with other individuals, and you know, bottom line is the athletics department is very excited. They see that there's just such camaraderie in that department and a high expectation. And John, you and I know it's one thing to have high expectation on the court and on the field, but I'm talking about on and off the field and the courts, etc. Student athletes, the NCAA Division II experience, life in the balance. It's not just performance on the field and on the court. It's really performance in the classroom and the community. And that's where our athletics team really is at. So we're excited about that. We'll be posting the position here in the next week or so. We've had a lot of inquiries already. Competencies really, you know, taking that internal operation, making sure it's as strong as it can be, focusing on academic success rate, what our students do off the field, so to speak, but also an external side for the AD and really getting into the community and the alumni base and thinking about resources and ramping up in the future. So pretty exciting process, and we put a search committee together, and we hope to move as quickly as we can.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking with John Coffey about the search for a new athletic director after Wren Baker announced his resignation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, after a win for Washburn Lady Blues this afternoon, 61-54 over Northwest Missouri State, it is time for our Extra Effort Award. And John, today we got to look toward Northwest's point guard, Monique Stevens.
Another solid performance out of Monique. She ended up with 12 total points. Second straight game, she's had 12 points in the contest. She was 5 of 8 at the free throw line, went 3 of 4 from the field as well. Knocked down a big 3 late in the ball game, and as always, distributes the ball very well. Had 6 assists on the afternoon. So again, a strong performance out of Monique Stevens.
And Annie Matthews with 12 points this afternoon for Northwest as well. She was one rebound shy of a double-double, pulling down 9 boards in this one today. On the other side for Washburn, 16 points out of LaVonda McCall led Washburn. She also had 4 assists, 14 points from Laura Kinnernick. She was 4 of 8 on threes, hit all 4 of her three-pointers in the first half for the Washburn Lady Blues. But again, the final 61-54, the Northwest women fall to 11-12 on the year, 5-10 in the MIAA, while Washburn moves to 19-3 and 13-1. The men's team's getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn in game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men coming in with a 15-8 overall record. They're 8-6 in MIAA play. Washburn coming in at 16-5 and 9-4 in the MIAA. Mark McWhorter, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, this Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team coming into this matchup in need of a win here today.
Absolutely. You know, they've lost three straight. It feels a little strange for the Northwest men, their longest losing streak of the season. And, you know, one thing that the coaches have kind of told them about is just have a short memory. Forget about those three games. You get a win here, and then you can move past that and worry about closing out the season strong. So, you know, you got to win those games at home, and after having a home loss on Wednesday makes today even more important.
Northwest coming into today's matchups in sixth place in the conference, tied with Lindenwood. Now, Lindenwood not eligible for the MIAA postseason tournament or NCAA postseason tournament, making that transition into Division II from NAIA. But, again, Northwest not that far from the top spots either. But, again, a lot of teams jumbled up in this one, but the three losses in a row for Northwest making things a little bit tougher now.
Yeah, I mean, if you win out, you probably have a chance to challenge. You never know, depending. I mean, we've seen a lot of crazy things happen this year in the MIAA. I mean, it feels like Central should be running away with it this year, but they've suffered some losses too. And Hayes right now, the hottest team, the one probably that you have to watch out for, really. So you kind of don't know what's going to happen the last couple weeks of the season, but you do know you got to defend the home floor. And, you know, at the very least of it, even if you don't win the outright conference title, another thing to think about with the postseason tournament is getting a bye and not having to play one of those early games. The top four teams don't have to play until Kansas City. The other eight teams have to play an on-campus game just to get the right to go to Kansas City. So you'd kind of like to stay out of that situation if you can.
It's Northwest and Washburn back with more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Washburn. Game two of our doubleheader along the network this afternoon. And, Matt Gordon, when you look at this Northwest-Washburn matchup, I think really one of the big keys to this afternoon's game is for Northwest to get out to a better start than they've been getting out to.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully the addition of the Dylan Stars all over last week's ball game, remember he did not play against Washburn, will make a difference and hopefully help Northwest get out to a better start. He's got that type of leadership that he can be that type of guy to do that. And you look at it, you know, him going out, there's been a few slow starts in there. So hopefully that'll be a difference maker, and just having Dylan out there will be enough of a difference for Northwest to be able to come away with the win.
Northwest and Washburn, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
A 2000 business management graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Maurice Huff, played basketball at Northwest for two seasons from 1997 through 99 and says he gained a lot from playing under former Bearcat head basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer.
Coach Tap had a tremendous impact on my life at that time, just helping me mature as a young man and just to, you know, play under him. And then to, you know, get there, play basketball, and actually graduate with my degree in business management was just an awesome experience.
Following graduation, Huff enlisted in the military in 2003 and has had two tours of duty in Iraq and recently returned from a tour of duty in Afghanistan.
I'm a military police officer, and, I just love the experience. And that's one of the things that I think basketball kind of prepared me for was I joined the military to gain a little bit more leadership experience, and I think basketball gave me a foundation to build on. I mean, you have to lead at certain times, but you also have to learn how to follow as well. And that's why, you know, like I say, basketball has taught me a lot. My military career, I've currently, in October of this year, it'll be 10 years, so I'm just over 9.5 years. And just plan on, just trying to, make 20 years.
Huff is originally from Bloomington, Illinois, and is currently stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. He recently had a chance to return to the Northwest campus and speak to the Bearcats before one of their games.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. Second time in 7 days, Northwest has faced the Washburn Ichabods. One difference, though, Coach Ben McCollum, is you've got Dylan Starzl back after getting a chance to get some minutes against Fort Hays State on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think he's even better than he was Wednesday. You know, Wednesday he had practiced for a day and a half, so he wasn't even close to full strength. But he's getting there, and, we'd love to have him for this game, obviously, and it's going to make a big difference, especially rebounding.
Yeah, and when you talk about the matchups, and you mentioned the rebounding inside with Starzl out there, what are some of the other keys to having Dylan in the lineup against a team like the Ichabods?
Some inside scoring. You know, you've got to be able to attack the paint against them. And, you know, some offensive rebounding things. So Washburn will allow you to throw the ball inside, but you have to have somebody in there that can score it. And so he adds another one along with Grant Kozad that can score inside.
And as far as the difference between last week and this week, what are some of the other keys you want to see Northwest do when you come out today?
You know, I just want to compete. I just want to play with energy. I want to go back to having fun playing basketball, and hopefully we put a smile on our faces and go out there and do that.
And one of the keys to that, getting out to a better start today?
Yeah, you know, if you go in and have fun, you'll start well. You know, I think the focus on starting well is more results. We're trying to focus on our positivity and our energy going into the game.
And it looks like you've got to help that today. It looks like a crowd that's ready for some basketball here today.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. I think there's a marketing organization on campus that did that for us, and they did it for themselves actually, but essentially it is for us because they've got some great fans there. You know, I saw the Teaks were down there really being loud, and then there's quite a few others. So we're excited to play in front of a lively crowd.
And a lot to play for as you look at the next week and a half or so, some very big basketball games, and this is as big as any of them as you look at the conference standings for the rest of the way here.
Yeah, well, we got nothing to lose. You know, I mean, we've got nothing to lose. You really don't have a chance to win the conference championship other than the conference tournament. So we're trying to spoil other people's seasons and get better, and that's it.
And is there anything in today's game plan that you want to do a little bit different than what you did a week ago?
Score and, you know, go inside and then obviously get some stops too. So pretty simple, play defense, play good offense.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, Coach, of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineup side after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University's Wellness Services has launched an interactive website to encourage community-wide healthy living. The new Student Health Initiative for Transformation, or SHIFT, website features tabs delegated to six dimensions of wellness. Health educator Jennifer Kinney Moore says the site is a result of community and campus partners' collaborative efforts.
Focusing on different aspects of wellness, and we're hoping that it's a one-stop shop for everyone to work on their wellness, honestly. It's online, and on the SHIFT website there are a variety of assessments that people can take to kind of determine where their wellness is, and from there, maybe what they want to work on with their wellness, and then there are resources provided for them to work on their wellness. So we have videos where they can work on their physical wellness, their spiritual wellness, intellectual, a variety of aspects. So there's videos, and then there's also resources that take them to other sites.
Kenny Moore says the project is funded by the Healthy Eating Active Living Grant and hopes it makes students and community members more aware and in control of their wellness.
There are simple ways that you can work on your wellness in all dimensions. For example, working on the emotional wellness, just starting to journal every night. Write out those stressors and things that you're concerned about or things that you're looking forward to as well can really help with your emotional wellness. So we want to promote that it's easy for students to work on their wellness and the community, and also provide resources for people to work on that. So we're hoping that adds a lot to the community and helps people work on their wellness.
The SHIFT website is accessible at www.nwmissouri.edu/wellness/shift, or you can find more information by calling 660-562-1348.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Northwest and Washburn going through their final warm-ups before the tip-off time. Northwest coming in at 15-8 and 8-6 in the conference. Washburn 16-5 and 9-4. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For Northwest, a little bit of a change in their lineup again tonight as Alex Sullivan getting back into the starting lineup at a guard spot, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio. He's averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also, Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph, Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 3 boards a contest. Point guard Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Inside, Kyle Slate back into the starting lineup, a 6'10 junior out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 4 boards a game. And Dylan Starzo getting his second straight start after that knee injury. He's averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game, leading the Bearcats in scoring. And he is also leading the team in rebounds and leads the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 62.7%. For the Ichabods, under head coach Bob Chipman, very little of a change in his starting lineup throughout this entire season. And one of the guard spots, Will McNeil, a 6'1 senior of Alexandria, Louisiana. He's a returning All-American, averaging 18 points, 6 rebounds a game. That's third in the conference in scoring. Martin Mitchell, a 6-foot senior out of Memphis, Tennessee, averaging 15 points, 3 rebounds. Bobby Chipman inside, a 6'8 senior out of Topeka, Kansas, averaging 9 points, as well as 7 rebounds a contest, and Zach Riggins inside, a 6'6 senior out of Leavenworth, averaging 5 points and 3 boards a game. Right now, our national anthem. Performed by the Northwest Missouri State Pep Band. As we again check the lineup for the Ichabods, it'll be McNeil, Wiggins, Mitchell, Chipman, and Riggins. And for Northwest, Sullivan, Williams, Wallace, Slake, and Starzl. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131 or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State soccer coach Tracy Hosa has announced the signing of 3 high school players and 1 junior college transfer. Alyssa Steens of Maryville and Alexis Taylor of Lincoln, Nebraska will join the Bearcats as freshmen this fall. And Danae Watatoka of West Des Moines, Iowa enrolled at Northwest for the current spring semester. The lone junior college transfer is Nicole Cronin of Limerick, Ireland, who comes to Northwest from Hutchison Community College. Hosa says this year's recruiting class will add more skill, speed, and strength in an already competitive roster for the 2013 season.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, ready for the tip-off. Northwest in Washburn with Matt Woodard. I'm John Coffey. Matt, it's a big game for the Northwest basketball team and also a good crowd here this afternoon. Not only a good crowd, but a crowd that's making some noise.
Yeah, absolutely. They were energetic during the women's game. They seemed to carry that over. There was a lot of energy even between the games, I think, for the crowd ready for this one to get going. And we'll see if they keep in it, because they can be a factor in a game like today's.
We're about ready for a tip-off. Officials for this afternoon's game, John Hendricks along with Roger Smits and Jeremiah Payton. Bobby Chipman will jump center for Washburn. For Northwest is Dylan Starcel. Washburn in their traveling dark and navy uniforms with the white numerals and trim. And for Northwest, their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. We're about ready to go as Starcel at 6'8 will jump up against Chipman, who is 6'8, and the tip is controlled by Northwest as it goes to Schlake, and he'll give it to Wallace, and the Cats from our left to our right into the front court off the left side, looking at man-to-man defense. Williams between the circles. Dribbles with the right hand over toward the right wing. Right baseline for Wallace will bring it back out front. Left side for Sullivan. Sullivan to the top of the key, pulls up, ball stripped out of his hands by Will McNeil, and here comes Washburn. This Washburn team leading the MIAA in steals. Chipman on the right side. Now front right side for Martin Mitchell. Now to McNeil, cross court right side on the perimeter for Chipman. They go low with it. McNeil in the lane, fadeaway jump off the right side on the lane from five out. Misses, rebound Northwest. Williams for Northwest. Cats across the timeline. Left side is Wallace, and Northwest will set up the offense. Wallace between the circles, pulls up, out front, finds Starzl, left side on the wing, Williams. To the top of the key, Schlake, right side, Sullivan. Sullivan to the top of the key, Wallace. Into the lane, gets it to Starzl, fadeaway jumper, too hard off the back of the rim, rebound, the putback by Schlake, no, and the rebound for Chipman and Washburn. He'll bring it across the timeline from left to right to the left wing. Not by a bad ball handler for a big guy at 6'8". On the right side is McNeil trying to dribble on Wallace out front. Gets it to Mitchell. They swing it left. And now Mitchell will take it cross-court right side for Wiggins. Top of the key, Chipman thought about the jumper. Instead goes left wing for Mitchell. High post left. Pass goes to Zach Riggins. Now to Mitchell. Shot clock's at 9. Mitchell to the left baseline. Drives, dishes in lane. Cutting through as McNeil off the glass and good. Double pumped it just a bit. And Will McNeil got it to fall. A 2-0 Ichabod lead over Northwest. Wallace across the timeline. Being pressured by Wiggins. Looks, goes out to Starzl. Left wing for Bryson Williams. Just like out between the circles. Looks off the right side. Sullivan near the right corner. Now front pass Wallace. Left side to Williams. Shot clock's at 15. A couple minutes into this game. Sullivan to the right wing. Wallace. And we'll do well out between the circles. Off to the left side. Picked up by Wiggins. Shot clock now at 4. To the free throw line right. They dish on the give and go. Left side, there is Starzl. Lays it up in for actually a pick and roll that time. And it's a 2-2 ball game. Northwest Missouri State tying it up. And to the front court right side. McNeil. Now he looked left to Chipman. Out between the circles, McNeil. Lobs it right side, Wiggins. Wiggins driving on to Williams. Baseline left for Chipman. Cutting right side is Riggins off the glass and good. Zach Riggins. Gets it in the blocks off the right side and makes it a 4-2 lead for Washburn over Northwest. Wallace to walk it across the timeline. Dribbles left and gives it to Williams near the left sideline. Now back right side for Wallace. Cross court left side for Williams. Back right side for Wallace. Now to Williams. Left side on the wing. Sullivan goes left side for Williams. High post left for Slate. Kicks it right side. With it is Wallace with his dribble stolen, and it is picked up. Now on the fast break, McNeil goes right side for Mitchell to the baseline, out of bounds.
One thing Washburn does, and the reason they lead the league in steals, is they just get their hands out and get it on the basketball. They don't do anything really dramatic. They just play good, solid defense, just reach here and there, but not drastically, and they tip a lot of balls loose that they end up converting into steals.
Showing full-court pressure. Northwest breaks it. Schlake in the front court, taking a pass by Wallace. Now back to Wallace. Dribbles right side, 2-3 zone now out of Washburn. They switch out that 2-3 to the man very effectively. Off the left side, Sullivan lots of high post left, Schlake. To the top of the key, Wallace. Off the right side, Williams trying to look low, does. Find Stars on the right side, near the baseline. Kicks it back right side, Williams. Left side, Wallace to the left corner. There's Sullivan, the three. Got it. Went in off that left side. Alex Sullivan knocking down the three, giving Northwest the lead, 5-4. Into the front court, Mitchell, and got a foul out front, and this one to go on Washburn and Zach Riggin. That midcourt picked up his first foul.
And Coach Chipman wondering why that was a foul call, but Riggins turned just a bit and threw his shoulder into the side of the head of Sullivan on that screen. Had he just stayed completely stationary and not taken that using his shoulder, it would have been a clean screen.
A one-point Bearcat lead, 5-4. Northwest with the ball off the left side. Wallace out between the circles. Williams dribbling right side on Mitchell. Gives it to Sullivan on the right wing. Getting a pick by Starzl. Out to the top. The key left for Williams. Now to Wallace. 16 minutes left in the first half. Northwest up 5-4. Williams on the left side. Wallace takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line right. Baseline right for Slate. Right wing gets it to Williams. Now to Wallace between the circles. Drives the lane left. Fade away jumper. Right rims around. Out. The tip by Starzl won't go, but it goes to Sullivan. As he tips it to Sullivan, Northwest with a fresh 32. 15:35 left in the first half. Northwest up 5-4. Now looking man-to-man off the left side to Starzl. Left side for Williams. Top the key for Slate. He's picked up by Chipman. Right side on the wing is Sullivan. A three won't go. Chipman with the rebound and foul from behind. Foul will go on Kyle Slake. That'll be his first. And we've got some substitutions for Northwest. Kirker, Haley, Funk, and Kozad coming into the ballgame. Wallace, the only one to stay out on the floor for the Bearcats.
One way you can tell that Washburn may not feel as deep as they usually are is we aren't seeing the 5-for-5 substitutions that we've seen for years out of them.
Yeah, for Coach Bob Chipman, generally after the first 5 minutes of the game, he'll go 5-for-5 there. Didn't do it Wednesday, or last Saturday, and we haven't seen that much in the last couple of years. Jared Henry off the right side and in the ballgame, though, for the Kibbutz. Goes to the right wing for Riggins. Cross court left side for Mitchell. Mitchell, high post left for Chipman. Takes it in lane over Funk and pushes it inside for 10 and got it to go. Bobby Chipman got into early foul trouble last Saturday night against Northwest. Set a lot of the first half, but Joseph Smith came off the bench and performed well. Now bringing the ball down the floor, Wallace pumped in the backcourt and foul coming up on Kyle Wiggins, picking up his first foul. Breaking the action, 14:47 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 6-5. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub-sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Good Sense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
6-5, Washburn in front of Northwest with 14:47 left in the first half. A good crowd on hand this afternoon at Bearcat Arena, and easily the loudest crowd that we've had so far this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They're into it. They're having fun. And I tell you, let's hope that keeps up because that can help the Cats.
Cats will inbound in the backcourt as they go from our left to our right as Wallace will take it across the timeline and met by Mitchell. Dribbles right side to the top of key for Funk. Bounce pass into line for Kozad. Kozad spins right around. Joseph Smith lays it up and in inside. Joseph Smith checked into the game during that timeout for Washburn, and Cozad took advantage of it and went right around Smith for the bucket. At one point, Bearcat lead 7-6. Smith out front, looks off the right side. Mitchell on the wing. Thought about the three. Is bumped out front by Haley, and D'Angelo will pick up the foul. That'll be number one on Haley, the 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan. Not getting a start this afternoon. He's been in the lineup for the last several games as a starter. I've done both coming off the bench and starting this season. Done very well coming off the bench. Off of the right side on the wing is Chipman. Chipman brings it out between the circles for Wiggins. Looks off the left side for Mitchell. Mitchell inside the lane, pulls up the dribble, goes cross court right side. Now in the right corner for Henry. Drives, dishes, baseline right side for Smith. Up with a shot over Cozad and won't go. Fight for the rebound. D'Angelo Haley for Northwest. He'll clear it away on the fast break. Into the front court from our left to our right. Out front left side for Wallace. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 7-6 with 13:47 left in the first half. Wallace bounce pass to the top of the key, Funk. Long bounce pass, little right for Cozad, trying to post up, goes into a double team, kicks it back right side, Wallace. Out front for Crooker. Crooker out near the timeline. Gets a screen by Cozad down the lane to the left-handed runner off the glass is good. Connor Crooker makes it a 9-6 Northwest lead over Washburn. 13:20 left in the game, actually left in the first half. Out to the top of the key, Mitchell. Join the circles, Chipman. Back right side, Mitchell. Top of the key, Wiggins. On the left wing for Henry. Henry goes out top of the key now for Smith. He's guarded by Cozad. Hands off to Henry. Henry double teamed out front. Cross court left side for Wiggins with 8 on the shot clock. Back pedals now pass near the timeline for Mitchell. 4 on the shot clock. Mitchell left side. Free throw long left. Fadeaway jumper got it.
3-point field goal. Marcus Mitchell.
And it's a 9-8 Northwest lead. 12:44 left in the first half. Wallace at midcourt, met by Martin Mitchell. Dribbles right side to the wing. Out front, finds Funk at the top of the key. Left side, Crooker. Into the left corner, Haley. Fadeaway jumper, too hard. Fight for the board, controlled by Chipman. Out it goes Mitchell. Here comes Ichabod's on the fast break. Mitchell pulls up, top the key with the three. Off the front of the rim, rebound near the free throw line for Haley and Northwest. And he goes left to right into the front court, left side. Northwest up by 1-9-8. Cross court right side pass for Wallace. 2-3 zone now out of the Ichabods. On the right wing, Funk. Bounce pass between the circles. Haley, left side Wallace. Baseline left, Cozad. Now to Wallace on the left wing. To the top of the key, Crooker. Right side, Haley. Haley pulls up, finds Wallace. Free throw line, takes the jumper from 14 feet in the lane. Misses too hard, and the rebound for Henry and Washburn. Into the front court, left, Mitchell. Between the circles, Henry. Right side pass for Wiggins. Out front left for Mitchell. They spread out their offense. Now they're trying to go low for Smith. The double team underneath and coming over on the upside. Funk knocks the ball away, but I believe we'll get called for the foul as well.
Yeah, he was just a little bit late coming over and took a wrong angle at it, and the collision will be a foul on him.
11:36 left in the half, and Northwest up by one. Now more substitutions for Coach Ben McCollum. Sullivan, Starzl, Williams back into the ball game. Buck Haley and Wallace to the sideline. Northwest with three team fouls. Washburn with two early in this game. Henry will inbound. Gets a quick inbound. Baseline right and a little runner with the left hand put up by Wiggins. Won't go. Rebound Starzl for Northwest. There's it to Williams and he'll take across midcourt. Cats up by one. 11:25 left in the half. Williams to the right wing, pulls up, out between the circles, Crooker with the drive to the free throw line right, gives it to Williams right side in front of the Ichabod bench. Drives to the right baseline, bounce pass in lane, Cozad, little hook inside, good. Cozad with 4 points off the bench, Northwest in front, 11-8. Into the front court, left side, Wiggins. Out front finds Jared Henry, the junior of Olathe, Kansas. On the left side for Henry, now low left baseline for Riggins. Riggins trying to post up with Starzl. Now in a double team. Kicks it out front right side. With it was Ulsaker. Now between the circles for Wiggins. Left side for Jared Henry. Henry trying to drive on Kirker behind the back with the dribble. Cross court right side pass Wiggins. Shot clock's at five. Wiggins driving out front. Free throw line left. Hooks the pass right side for Ulsaker. Fade away. Rims around out. The putback in the lane is good. As Will McNeil gets the putback. And it's an 11-10 Northwest lead. That time, the shot clock going all the way down before the Ichabod's able to get a shot off. Into the front court goes Crooker. Bricker between the circles. Looks top the key. Kozad left side for Sullivan. Now out front, Starzl. Looks right side on the wing. Williams back out front for Kricker. Drives, ball tipped away from behind by Henry, and is picked up by Washburn. Henry on the break, 2-on-1. Dishes left side to the bucket. Layup is good by Kyle Wiggins. And a one-point Washburn lead, 12-11. Midway through the first half. Kricker handling the point across the timeline. Between the circles, dribbles off his foot, but recovers. Now in front of the scores table off the right side. Fires the dribble. Needs someone to help out. Finds Sullivan. Cross court left. Now high post left for Kozad. On the left wing, Williams. Cross court right side pass for Kricker. Shot clock's down to 9 seconds. Northwest trying to milk the shot clock. Kricker hooks the pass right side for Sullivan. Forces the pass into the lane. Intended for Kozad. Knocked loose. Picked up by McNeil for Washburn. In the break in the front court right side. Cross court left. Finds Henry open. The long three on the way. Rims out. Rebound and a fight for the board inside and a foul. This one will go against Northwest. Starzl crashing the board hard will get called for the foul. And Dylan Starzl picks up his first foul. Breaking the action, 9:21 left in the first half. Northwest trails Washburn 12-11. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Mac Warner, I'm John Coffey. 9:21 left in the first half. Northwest down by 1, 12-11 to the Washburn Ichabods. Looking at the stats really indicating the type of game it's been. Close to both teams, really. Not a lot of difference stat-wise, either.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Northwest has given them some easy points on a few turnovers, but outside of that, they're playing a pretty close ball game, which, you know, should be expected. They should know each other real well after playing just 1 week ago.
Washburn's had the advantage over Northwest the last couple of seasons as the Ichabods have won 4 out of the last 6 meetings. Inbound into the right corner and a 5-count as Northwest did a good job denying the inbound. They got the ball into Zach Riggins, but not before 5 seconds elapsed as Mitchell couldn't get the inbound pass in time. So the turnover gives it to Northwest. Take it across the timeline. Wallace dribbles right side to the right wing. Goes low post for Kozad off the right side. Kozad faces the bucket, drives on Chipman, pivots, trying to find Starzl cutting through the lane, pass down around the knees, a little hard and couldn't hold on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Now to take it across the timeline goes Martin Mitchell. Mitchell out near midcourt, met by Sullivan, dribbles down the lane right side, kicks it to the free throw line left, wide open, Riggins misses the shot, fight for the rebound inside, and a foul. And this one to go on Northwest. There to go high, try to bring that rebound down was McNeil. He was undercut. And Matt Wallace will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. So Lickabas to inbound left side for McNeil, and a double team off the glass. Good, and a foul. This will be a block coming up against Northwest. And the foul will go on the Bearcats. Sullivan gets called for it. That'll be his first. And this will get McNeil to the free throw line.
Bearcat fouls on number one, Alex Sullivan. Personal foul number one, team foul number six. The basket by McNeil is good.
McNeil
shoots one.
Will count the buck. He's got 6 points in this game. Set, and his free throw here is good. So Will McNeil with 7 of the Ichabod 15 points. Washburn in front of Northwest, 15-11. Wallace skips across the timeline for Northwest, dribbles right side, bounce pass to the top of the key, Williams. Left side, Sullivan on the wing. A ball fake now drives to the baseline. A little runner on the way and a foul. Chipman came over on the help side defense. And we're going to call for the foul. Bobby Chipman will pick up his first foul. Bobby, the son of Washburn head coach Bob Chipman. And check, they're going to give this one instead on McNeil instead of Chipman. So
I was with you. I thought Chipman was, and so did Chipman. He thought it was going to be called on him as well.
McNeil's looking over, what did I do to get that foul? Sullivan at the line, shooting and hitting the first free throw. Yeah, look at McNeil there. He's still talking about that. He can't figure that one out. Kozad goes to the sideline. Schleich back in for Northwest. Sullivan, an 87% shooter at the line. Second free throw good. So 5 points for Sullivan, getting a start this afternoon. Northwest down 15-13. 8:23 left in the first half. Into the front court, left side Mitchell gives it to Chipman between the circles. Left side Mitchell. Bounce pass. Early knocked loose by Haley. Picked up by Wilsaker. Looks in the lane. Nice feed inside. Driving to Riggins. Misses the shot. Rebound. Pinballs to Sullivan. And an alley for Haley. Haley almost had it stripped away by McNeil, but will control and give it up to Wallace. And now Northwest sets up the offense as Wallace will take it across midcourt. Dribbles right side. Pressured out front. Little hand check by Mitchell. Pass out top. Stolen away by Wilsaker. He will drive to the bucket and slams it down with two hands. Christian Wilsaker comes up with his 16th steal of the season and makes it a 17-13 Washburn lead over Northwest. And in the front court, Wallace dribbles to the right wing. Bounce pass high post right. Starzl to the right wing. Sullivan out top of the key for Wallace. To Sullivan on the right side. Looks at the 2-3 zone. Dishes low right for Starzl. Up for the shot over Chipman. Too hard. Won't go. Rebound Chipman. Hand off to Mitchell. Across the timeline to the top. Looks left side. Finds Chipman between the circles. Mitchell back to Chipman on the left wing. Now out front left, Riggins to Chipman, left side. Trying to look inside, nothing there. To the free throw line, Riggins. Right side, he'll take her to the baseline right. Knocked loose from behind by Haley. Picked up by Schleich underneath the bucket for Northwest. Now to Wallace across the timeline. Long pass, finding Starzl underneath the bucket. Shot fake, up with the shot now. And a whistle and a foul. This should get Starzl to the line to shoot a couple. Foul going on Zach Riggins. That will be his second foul, getting Dylan Starzl to the free throw line.
And that got not a good foul because they had him double teamed and he was too far under the basket. So you just got to stay straight up and hold your ground because the only way he can get to the basket if you're not moving is to commit an offensive foul.
Starzl misses the free throw. Starzl, 66% shooter on the year. Kirker back in, Sullivan to the sideline for Northwest. Cast down 17-13. Starzl's second free throw. Too hard. And the rebound, Hillsaker for Washburn. 17-13, Northwest down. 6:50 left in the first half. Martin Mitchell into the front court. A long bounce pass McNeil at the top of the key. High post right, Riggins, who hands off to McNeil. Inside the arc, takes the jumper from 17. No. Rebound, Slake underneath the bucket for the Cats. Gives it to Kirker. And the freshman for the Bearcats across the timeline to the right wing. Right baseline, Wallace drives. Long bounce pass left corner for Haley. Moves to the baseline through the lane with the runner off the basket. Danville Haley with his first bucket pulls Northwest within two. Mitchell on the left wing. Behind the back with a dribble out of a double team. Goes low left for Riggins. And he throws it away. Trying to go low with it. Ball tipped out of bounds by Wallace. It will belong to Northwest. Trying to catch Olsaker on the baseline off that right side. Leon Flowers into the game. Also, Kyle Wiggins in as Ulsaker and Zach Riggins go to the sideline. Inbound off the right side for Chipman. Now across court left side for Flowers. Hands off for Mitchell. Mitchell between the circles, Chipman. Guarded by Slake out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Right wing for Wiggins. Now to Chipman. Low right side over Slake. Turns and hits the jumper. Chipman with 4 points. And it's a 19-15 Ichabod lead over the Bearcats. Some pressure off the inbound as Wallace will be met in the backcourt. Gets it at midcourt with the pass to Haley, and Northwest will set up the offense. Haley dribbling out front. Finds Schleich at the free throw line. Left side for Kirker. Cross court right. They got it to Wallace. Wallace out front left for Kirker. Looking at the 2-3 zone out of the Ichabods this time. Right side Wallace. Kirker, free throw line for Slake, dumps it low right for Starzl, off the glass, and good. Put it up over Chipman. Dylan Starzl knocks it down, and it's a two-point game once again. Northwest down 19-17. 5:19 left in the half. Martin Mitchell to the top of the key. Hands off for Wiggins. Out of a weave top for McNeil. Will McNeil backpedals with the dribble out near the timeline, and they spread out the offense now. McNeil, left side on the wing for Kyle Wiggins. Low left for Chipman. Posting up with Slake. Into the lane. Kicks it into the right corner. Finds Mitchell. A fadeaway three. Rims around and in. Just about popped out, but finally fell back in. The 3-4 Mitchell, his 47th of the season, and it's a 22-17 Washburn lead over Northwest. Crooker out top for Riggin, or rather for Wallace. High post left side for Slake. Into the right corner. Finds Connor Crooker. Now out front Wallace. Cross court left side Haley. Haley to Wallace at the top of the key. Pulls up the dribble. Lobs the pass right side. Crooker to the right baseline. Trying to go high post for Slake. Instead, it's stolen by Mitchell. Alec goes to Wiggins, driving, and is fouled. Trying to go to the bucket down the lane off that left side. Wallace will commit the foul. That'll be Matt Wallace's second foul. We've got a breaking action. 4:27 left in the first half. Washburn 22 and Northwest 17. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
22-17, Washburn in front of Northwest. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest coming out of the timeout with Sullivan, Kozad, Crooker, also a Funk, and a Williams on the floor. And at the free throw line goes Kyle Wiggins for Washburn, filed before the timeout. Chipman along with Flowers, Mitchell, McNeil on the floor. And at the free throw line, Kyle Wiggins, the first of two is good. Left-handed shooter, 3 points so far today. 78% shooter at the free throw line. Started in 16 of the 21 games played by the Ichabods this season. Hits the second free throw. 24-17, Washburn in front. Crooker met at midcourt by Wiggins. Now between the circles, Williams. Man-to-man defense out of Washburn this time. Bryson Williams dribbles to the right wing. Pulls up. Bounce pass right side. Funk. Funk to the right wing. Now they bring it out left side for Crooker. 14 on the shot clock, just over 4 minutes left in the first half. Northwest trailing 24-17. Crooker through the lane, spins, takes the jump with the left hand, rims out. The putback on the left is good as Crooker followed his shot and gets the rebound. No one blocked him out and hit it, and it's a 24-19 game. Northwest down. On the right side, Wiggins tries on Crooker, passing to the baseline, right with the jumper off the glass, good with the left hand. So Kyle Wiggins knocks down the jumper, and it's a 26-19 Ichabod lead. Crooker into the front court. Met by Wiggins. Cross court left side. Finds Bryson Williams. Now out near the timeline. Man-to-man out of the Ichabods to the top of the key. Funk long bounce pass. Into lane for Kozad. Turns fadeaway. Blocked in a foul. As Grant tried to make a spin move and go up with a shot in the lane. And the foul will come up on Washburn. Leon Flowers will pick up his first foul. This gets Grant Kozad to the free throw line. His first trip there this afternoon. Grant, a 74% shooter on the year. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. And the first of two, good. 6-point game, Northwest trailing 26-20. 3:21 left in the first half. Second free throw by Grant. Takes a high bounce off the rim and finally rolls out. And it's pulled down by Washburn as Chipman comes up with the rebound. Gives it to Mitchell. Will be met at midcourt by Sullivan. Right side pass for McNeil. Now to Wiggins. Left side Chipman. Between the circles, McNeil. Left side, Mitchell. Cross court right side, Wiggins. Now to Flowers on the right wing. Pressure by Williams. Out front, Chipman. Looks left side, finds Mitchell. Now low left side for McNeil. Out front for Chipman. Takes the three at the top of the key. Misses. Rebound left side. And the putback and a foul as Martin Mitchell had the rebound. A little fadeaway off that left side. Roger Smith to make the call. And Alex Sullivan picks up the foul. That will be his second. Eighth team foul on the Bearcats. Mitchell did the free throw line for the first time today. He's a 70% shooter on the year. A senior out of Memphis, Tennessee with his first free throw. Good. Mitchell transfers to Washburn out of Southwest Tennessee, and he started in all 21 games for Washburn this season. Scored 20 points last Saturday against Northwest. 7-point Ichabod lead. And making an 8-point lead as Mitchell hits the second free throw. 28-20 Northwest down. Cooker around the scorer's table with the dribble with the right hand into the front court. Met by Wiggins. Out between the circles, Williams. Backs out as the Ichabods drop into the 2-3 to the free throw line, Kozad. Spins back to Williams, left side. Williams jumps off at the free throw line, right side for Kirker. Bounce fast, low right, Starzl. Starzl skips it across the zone, left side for Haley to the baseline. Drives, misses the shot, and the rebound in lane. Took away by Chipman, but it's picked up by the Ichabods on the fast break. Mitchell, right side for McNeil. Pulls up on the wing, takes the jumper. It's a two just inside the arc. They got it to fall. McNeil with 9 points and a timeout, Northwest. 10-point game, the largest deficit of the game for Northwest as they trail Washburn 30-20 with 2:14 left in the first half.
And you just can't be down by double digits. You know, it seems like we've said this a lot in the last several games. Bearcats are in a position where they need to get the lead to single digits by halftime. And that's happened several times in the last several games. And one of the reasons why we've seen some slow starts, we have seen them with losses in ball games because they are getting down by double digits in the first half and having to fight their way back.
Washburn shooting 55% against Northwest in this first half. In the first meeting, Washburn has shot 57%. That's the highest percentage that any team shot against the Bearcats this season, and they're off to another good start this afternoon. Northwest with the inbound following the timeout. Kirker into the front court, goes and finds Williams between the circles. Dribble to the right wing. As Ichabod's now in man-to-man defense. Haley out to the top of the key. 18 on the shot clock. Just under 2 minutes left in the half. Low right side, Starzl. Trying to post up. Finds cutting through the lane. Williams, nice dish left side. Finds Kozad in the blocks off the left. Puts it up and in. Great feed by Williams. And it's an 8-point game. Northwest down 30-22. 1:42 left in the first half. Mitchell off the right side. Hands off for McNeil. McNeil. Out front. Looks left side for Wiggins, and now to Mitchell on the right wing. Picked up by Haley, bounce pass right for Joseph Smith, trying to post up with Starzl. Spins right, fadeaway jumper from 10, good.
Joseph Smith
with his first bucket of the game. He had a big game against Northwest last Saturday. Back to a 10-point contest, Northwest down with 1:09 left in the half. 2-3 zone out of the Ichabods. Kirker, cross court, left side, Williams. Finds Haley. Now between the circles. Looks on the right side, Kirker. Dribbles out right side. Cross court left side for Haley. Into the left corner, Williams, a fadeaway three. Short. Hit the rim, long rebound, tapped out, and it's controlled by Williams near the timeline. So Northwest will have an opportunity with 42 seconds left in the half. 29 on the shot clock. High right side, intended for Kozad. Knocked loose, controlled by Haley. Free throw line right, baseline right for Kozad, trying to go inside, tipped away by Chipman, and a timeout by Washburn as the Ella came to Wiggins, and Coach Bob Chipman of the Ichabods calls a quick timeout with 31.3 seconds left in the half.
And again, there we saw a couple of times, and it eventually led to a steal where Washburn just gets their hand on the basketball. They tip the ball. They don't necessarily get a full, complete, clean steal, but they'll tip it, and another guy will be able to come up and get a steal. They just hands are moving all the time. They've got great hands on defense, and that's why they're able to force so many turnovers.
8 turnovers so far in the game by Northwest, and Washburn has taken advantage of those with 9 points off of those turnovers. Cats down by 10, 32-22, 31.3 seconds left in the first half. Out of the timeout, Haley Starzl, Williams, Kozad, and Crooker on the floor for Northwest. Ichabod's counting with Chipman will inbound at midcourt. Mitchell, McNeil, Wiggins, and Smith on the floor. Mitchell at midcourt with 26 seconds left in the front court, left for McNeil. Cross court right side, Wiggins. Now to McNeil, to Wiggins on the right wing as they spread out their offense looking for the last shot. Clock's down to 15 seconds left in the half. Mitchell near the timeline in front of the scorers table on the left side. Looking to go one-on-one with Haley with 7 seconds left. Gets a screen by Smith. Down the lane, pulls up, jumper from the right side from 10 feet out, misses. Haley with a rebound at midcourt, launches it at the buzzer, and it's good! Knocks down to 3 at midcourt. And the Cats will go into the locker room with a heck of a shot by D'Angelo Haley.
Yep, good body control. He left right at the half-court stripe. Good control while he's floating. One of the defenders came flying in front of him, kept his eye on the bucket. That's why you throw up half-court shots like that at the end of the half.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to do that against Washburn from time to time. They do it to us several times at Lee Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. And the big thing is it brings that lead into single digits as well.
32-25, Washburn in front of Northwest. As we go to halftime, we'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Washburn 32-25 at the half, but a heck of a finish to the half as Washburn trying to work for the last shot, missed on a little jumper off the right side of the lane. D'Angelo Haley had an opportunity at midcourt, knocked down the long three-pointer, and Northwest down at halftime 32-25. Man, that shot ought to be about worth 4 or 5 points, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And now, let's hope maybe Northwest can turn that into 4 or 5 points. If you can kind of carry the excitement of that into the second half, that can be a little bit tough to do. They're going to sit here for about 15 minutes or so, but you want to kind of try to carry some of that momentum in. It's frustrating for the opponent to see a shot like that go in, so it is definitely an opportunity that Northwest will have early on in the second half.
Bearcats had a brief lead in this game. Back early in the contest, they were up 11-10. Washburn at their largest lead was by 10 in that first half. So Northwest actually had a 3-point lead early on too. But really it's been Washburn with the lead. Northwest playing closely behind throughout the first half, just never quite able to get the possession they need to take the lead.
Well, they've played from behind so much recently. I mean, it's mentally draining to play basketball games from behind, especially when you know you can win those ball games. It gets frustrating, and that's one thing that Northwest has to kind of watch out for and make sure that they don't let that get to them. And, you know, we talked about it in the pregame, have a short memory. so that that way, you know, you can go on, can move on, and try to improve on what you've done so far.
At the half, Washburn leading Northwest 32-25. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Washburn women with a 64-54 win over Northwest. When we come back, Matt will be joined by the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, to talk about that game. That's coming up after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 32-25. Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State men here at the half. A little bit earlier this afternoon, the Washburn women with a win over Northwest, 61-54. And joining us now is Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. And there's a fairly simple number to look at from today. And I know we talked about it before that ball game, but turnovers really costly for your team today.
Yeah, and the wrong kind. There's good turnovers and there are bad turnovers. The good ones are the ones you chunk out of bounds and you can go set your defense. The bad ones are handing it to them where they can outrun you and go get layups. But, they have 8 to 10 points just off of a steal and a wide-open, just uncontested layup, and you lose by 7, you know? And
yeah,
you're right. There's no doubt that was obviously the difference in the game. Maybe some offensive rebounds, too, depending on how many of them they scored after. You know, we gave up probably too many offensive rebounds. I didn't think they necessarily scored off of a ton of them, but they probably scored off of some, and that's a huge difference also.
Well, when you take a look at that fact that you just talked about, you did have 26 turnovers, but that's only a 7-point game. What was the team doing right to keep the game close and within reach despite the turnovers?
Well, when we didn't turn it over, we got great looks, you know, and we shot it pretty well against them both nights, actually. We shot 50% at their place and 52 or 3, whatever it was. Tonight, those numbers are good enough to win, but gosh dang, you can't turn it over 26 times against a quality team, you know, like that, that just defends you so well. You know, if it's an up and down 80 to 80 game, then turnovers sometimes aren't quite as big of an issue. But when you're gonna turn it over 26 times and they're in like that half court grinded out type team, then yeah, you're just limited in your amount of possessions. We only got 40 shots off tonight. You know, I mean, that's normally you're in the mid 60s, you know, in most games. So we were, you know, 20 to 25 shots short of even what, you know, would be average, I would think, for us. So that's what's disappointing, because when we get shots, I think we lead our league in field goal percentage. You know, if we can get them, we can make them. The disappointing part is the Achilles heel, and it's been that all year, is turnovers.
There were some spots where you're playing some pretty good defense. I know right out of the gate, you had to play the full 30 seconds, the first two trips down the floor, and got stopped both times, but showed some signs of some good defense tonight.
Yeah, no, I mean, we battled. We played really hard defensively, hold them to 61. You think that might give you some sort of a chance to win. Our kids are playing really hard. So, I cannot fault our kids at all for that one. I mean, that's obviously a really good Washburn team. Their length continues to bother us, and that was disappointing because we thought we had maybe worked on that. We had talked about it. We thought B would be a little bit better in some of those passes. And, you know, the turnovers, like trying to throw it over the top of 6'1 athletes. You know, like, come on, guys. Like, that's the stuff we'd worked on. We had talked about the other turnovers you kind of live with. But our kids battled. They played really hard. They were, you know, they competed. They're still competing. So for that, I just love the effort. I love what we're trying to do. We're just not getting over that hump.
And it really shows a lot of character for your team, because you have had some points in this season where they could have honestly packed it in, but you don't see that, you know, on a game-to-game basis when you watch them game in and game out. You're not seeing seen that at all from your team.
No, I mean, I don't think I've seen it or thought that one time this year, you know. But, you know, the thing is, too, we've been in every single game, too, all year. I mean, the Pitt game was maybe the one exception where it just, you know, it was 15 basically the whole time. We never felt like we really threatened. Other than that, I think every game we've played all year, you know, even though we're 11-12 now, we have been right there, you know, in every single game. And that's encouraging moving forward, but this team still needs a momentum win, a momentum moment, something that kind of can help define at least a little bit of this moving forward for us. And, you know, I thought there was a couple shots, a couple of those threes we missed in the second half that if we could have just made one of them, that might have been a defining moment in this game. And, you know, maybe it'll be beating Midwest next Wednesday.
Well, and that's just it. With Wednesday coming up, that is a big opportunity to get a kind of win that you're talking about.
Yeah, it is. And if we want, you know, the eighth spot, I mean, it's basically, I mean, we're going to have to win them all, but we got to beat Mo West just to even have a chance to get this, so the head-to-head doesn't go their way, at least split, and then we'll go to the next tiebreaker if it just ends up us and them, but Southern's in the mix too. So, yeah, we just need it. We got to find some wins at this point, see if we can't build momentum going into the conference tournament, assuming that we can get some wins to get in it, and then get a good enough seed where maybe you can win a game or two at least.
Well, and that's another thing to think, too, is this stretch of these 2 weeks. I mean, you've played a couple of good teams. You've had to play four games against two good teams, and it's just kind of a luck of the draw thing. I know that's the way it goes, but you also have to look at it that way, and the fact that you're not losing to teams that you shouldn't be losing to.
Well, I don't think we've lost one of those all year. Technically, you know, the ones we lost were on the road to probably pretty good teams, and we beat the teams that were either lower than us in the standings or maybe our record was a little bit better than. So, yeah, we don't have any of those. I mean, we're not sitting here looking at it like, dang, we lost five games to teams that we shouldn't. I mean, these are good teams. The schedule obviously probably didn't work in our favor here with Hayes and Washburn, four in a row. You know, from a standing standpoint, I guess now we don't get any, you know, we're going to play everybody probably below them in the standings. Maybe Truman's having a pretty good year, but, you know, so they're winnable games. We got to get some of these, though. We got to figure out how to beat Mo West on Wednesday and then regroup before we go to Kearney. We'll have a week off before we go to Kearney for that last week of two games.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, man.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest women. Their final score earlier this afternoon, 61-54, Washburn with the win. At the half of the men's game, 32-25, Washburn's lead over the Northwest men. We'll be back to look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team will continue in their annual tribute to breast cancer awareness when they host Missouri Western February 20th for their Pink Zone game. Head coach Mark Kellogg and the Bearcats will focus their efforts on two local families, both of whom are employees of Northwest, the Manna Smith family and the Jacobson family. The money raised will go to help both families as they continue their battles with cancer. Tip-off against the Griffins is set for 5:30 p.m. February 20th from Bearcat Arena.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in the half, fans are having a good time this afternoon. Northwest down in the men's game at halftime, 32-25. Looking at the totals, Northwest shooting 52.6% from the field, 10 of 19, 2 of 5 on three-pointers, and 3 of 6 at the free throw line. And for Washburn, 54% from the field, they're 13 of 24, 1 of 5 from three-point range, and 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Washburn out rebounding Northwest, 12 to 10. Looking at turnovers, 8 turnovers for Northwest and for Washburn. They have scored 9 points off of those turnovers. Northwest and Fort Washburn, they've only turned the ball over just three times in the first half. Washburn also getting 7 second-chance points as well. Bearcat bench, though, outscoring Washburn 16-4. There have been 4 lead changes, and the score has been tied once. And again, Northwest trailing here at halftime, 32-25. For the Bearcats, no one in double figures. Grant Kozak coming off the bench has 9 points to lead Northwest. And for Washburn, no one in double figures there as well. Will McNeil has 9 points to lead his team in scoring. Again, we're at the half, and Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 32-25. We'll be back for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Halftime winding down. Northwest trailing Washburn 32-25. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, say one thing, the Teak fraternity is having a good time here this afternoon.
Absolutely. They have been energetic. I'd love to see them out here each and every game. They have added an element here to Bearcat Arena that has definitely been a lot of fun today.
It's a good crowd on hand. Not a capacity crowd, but it's probably one of the largest crowds we've seen this season, and they are making not only the Teaks, but all the fans really making a lot of noise and having some fun here today.
Well, that's the whole idea around athletics and college athletics is to come out, have fun, enjoy the entertainment of the game, and, you know, if you're a little bit part of the entertainment yourselves, that's great, too.
Be nice to see them back out on Wednesday night. Missouri Western comes to town. The women will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. While the broadcast are both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. That'll be a should be a fun atmosphere as well Wednesday night.
Yeah, you know, I can remember games here while students are in session. We had so many recently that the students haven't been in school against Missouri Western, and it hadn't been a huge crowd, but I would suspect it's going to be big on Wednesday.
32-25, Washburn with the lead. They've got the ball to start the second half. They go from our left to our right. Out front, nearly stolen, but picked up left side by Mitchell for Washburn. In left corner, Riggins with a three attempt. Long go, rebound Chipman. The put back off the glass is good. Bobby Chipman gets the rebound in the bucket. And a 34-25 game, Washburn in front of Northwest. Cats in the second half with Wallace, Sullivan, Schlake, Sullivan, rather Williams, and Starzl. Starzl tips it left side for Schlake. Off the glass won't go, and a foul. This will get Kyle Schlake to the free throw line. Foul goes on Zach Riggins. Riggins will pick up his third foul, getting Kyle Schlake to the line. Kyle's been held scoreless this afternoon, getting a start. 6'10 junior out of Firth, Nebraska. At the line, the first of two runs up. Kyle struggling this year at the free throw line, a 54% shooter, 19 of 35. 34-25, Northwest Missouri State Trail. Second free throw by Kyle, nothing but in. Pressure off the inbound as it comes to Martin Mitchell for Washburn. Gives it to McNeil, back to Mitchell, and he'll take it into the front court. Left side, Wiggins. The left wing pass for McNeil. Out front for Riggins. Riggins, left side McNeil. Now to Mitchell. Shot clock's at 17. Northwest in man-to-man defense. Chipman pops out between the circles. Takes the pass. Goes right side. McNeil. Fadeaway jumper from 15. Good over Williams. Will McNeil in double figures with 11 points. He's the third leading scorer in the MIAA this year, averaging 18 a game. Back to a 10-point contest. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Off the right side is Wallace. Between the circles, Williams. Man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. Long bounce pass in the blocks off the right side. Starzl up with a shot and a foul. Shot didn't go, but he drew the foul out of a double team at the low post area. And this one will go on Bobby Chipman. And Chipman picks up his first foul. Starzl to the free throw line. He's 0 of 2 from there this afternoon. Has 4 points total. And the first one good. One more coming his way, and that one's up in nothing but net as well. 6 points for Starzl. He had 16 Wednesday night in his return to the lineup after a knee injury, and that loss to Fort Hays State. Northwest Missouri State trailing 36-28. Down the lane, right side, McNeil drives and lays it up and in. Will McNeil with 13 points, 10-point deficit once again. Williams into the front court, left side for Northwest to Wallace out near the timeline. Washburn in man-to-man defense. Between the circles, Williams driving on Mitchell, pulls up, 14-foot jumper off the right side, rims around, out, Slake tips it to Starzl, in lane with the shot, and good, off balance, but he was able to get that one to fall. Dylan Starzl with 8 points, 8-point deficit, Northwest down 38-30, right side, McNeil with the jumper inside the arc, misses. Williams with the rebound for Northwest, and Cats from our right to our left in this second half. Out between the circles for Wallace, who slows it up. Now looking at the 2-3 zone out of Washburn. Left side for Sullivan. Takes the three. Won't go. McNeil with the rebound for the Ichabods. Alec goes left side. Mitchell into the front court to the left wing. To the top of the key. Through the lane. Stops. Fadeaway jumper over Starzl off the front of the rim. No fight for the board. Tip controlled by Williams for Northwest. As is tipped to him by Sullivan. Now to Wallace across the timeline. Back pedals near the circle. To the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line. Pass hits the back of the hand of Wiggins. Right back to Wallace. Wiggins really surprised that pass came his way. He was out front trying to front on to Williams and pass in from behind. But Northwest with it. Williams free throw line spins. Takes the jumper from 12. Got it. Bryson Williams with his first bucket of the game. 38-32. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Mitchell into the front court. Right side Chipman on the wing. Jess hold it in front of his father, Bob Chipman, who's standing behind him at on the Washburn bench. Off the left side, McNeil. Now to Chipman out front. Looks right side for Mitchell. Gets a screen by Riggins and gives it to Riggins right side. Inside the arc, jump over Slake, won't go. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Ball went right to Bob Chipman, the head coach of the Ichabods, on the sideline. Northwest will inbound, trailing by six. 16:33 left in the game. Wallace across the timeline, being pressured by Kyle Wiggins. Now to Starzl between the circles. Williams left side, baseline, catches Wallace by surprise, and it's tipped up in the air, controlled by Washburn. That's unfortunate. Wallace had it, was on the baseline open, too. Chipman on the right side, trying to look inside. Nothing there. Out front, left for Wiggins. Between the circles for Mitchell. Dribbles out near the scorer's table. McNeil, top of the key, guarded by Sullivan, drives into lane, spins, jumper over Sullivan, good. Fadeaway is good as Will McNeil beginning to take control of this game here in the second half. 8-point Washburn lead with 15:55 left in the game. McNeil with 15 points. Off of the left side, Williams, Slake, top of the key, dribbles once, goes to Sullivan on the wing right, open, takes the three too hard. A long rebound pulled down by Chipman for Washburn. And he's bumped from behind, falls to the floor, gets called for a travel. Slake bumped it from behind. McNeil falls to the floor, and Coach Bob Chipman can't quite believe that one. And now Northwest will get the ball. Kozad and Funk into the game, along with Crooker for Northwest. Sullivan will inbound on the sideline over on the far side. Joseph Smith into the game for Washburn. The inbound comes to Wallace and Northwest to set up the offense. Out front finds Funk at the top of the key. Left side baseline, Crooker takes the jumper. Got it for 12 off the left side. Connor Crooker now with 6 points, and Northwest down 40-34. Jared Henry for Washburn in the front court with the pass for Wiggins. Now to Henry, right side on the wing, Chipman. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Gets it to McNeil, top of the key. Drives to the free throw line and a bump out front, and a foul coming up on Northwest. And this one will go on Sullivan. That'll be his third foul.
McNeil and Sullivan really starting to get after each other here in the second half.
It's a tough matchup for anybody. Will McNeil, the top guards in the MIAA. Haley coming into the game. Sullivan going to the sideline.
That'll likely put Wallace on McNeil now.
Henry will inbound. And lobs it out front for McNeil, who is picked up by Matt Wallace. Free throw line right, fadeaway jumper, nothing but net. McNeil's on fire right now. That's 17 points, and it's a 42-34 game. Ichabod's in front of Northwest. Wallace across the timeline right side. Northwest in their home white uniforms, trimmed in green. Out top of the key, Wallace. A bounce pass finds Funk at the top of the key. Bounce pass low left for Haley out of a double team. Now a triple team trying to find someone cutting through. We'll take it out to the left wing with the dribble. Finds Wallace. 14 on the shot clock near the timeline for Crooker. Guarded by Henry out of the man-to-man defense of the Ichabods. Takes it left side through the lane to the bucket. Double pumps off the glass. Good. And a foul. Joseph Smith came over on the help on the defense. Crooker is in midair, double pumped it, got the shot off the glass, drew the foul as the bucket goes down. Nice strong move by the freshman. He'll go to the line with a chance at a free throw when we come back after a timeout. Washburn 42, Northwest 36, back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
42-36, Washburn in front of Northwest, 14-27. Left in the game, a nice strong move to the bucket by Connor Crooker. We'll get him to the free throw line following this timeout.
Yeah, went up, got bumped on the way up, held on to the ball for an extra second on his way down, shot the basketball, and got it to fall.
Crooker this season has only missed one free throw. He's 19 of 20 at the line. The left-hander knocks down another. He's got 9 points, and it's a 42-37 game. Northwest trailing Washburn. Martin Mitchell pops across the timeline, gives the ball to Will McNeil. Back left side for Wiggins. Now to Smith on the left wing. Out front, Mitchell. Now on the right wing for Chipman. Mitchell will take it out near the timeline. Met by Haley. It's Northwest staying man-to-man. Bounce pass right side for McNeil. Pops it low right for Smith. Posting up with Kozetz. Spins. Fadeaway jumper. Too hard. Rebound in the lane. Wallace clears it for Northwest. Northwest down 42-37. 13-53. Left in the game. Wallace between the circles. 2-3 zone out of the Ichabods. Left side is Funk. Now to Haley. To Funk on the left wing. One dribble. Bounce pass to Wallace at the free throw line left. Turns between the circles. Back left side for Funk. Skips the pass over the zone right side. Crooker takes the jumper. It's off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound by Funk. Knocked loose into the far corner on the left side. Out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest as Martin Mitchell couldn't save it inbounds.
Another one of those Tyler Funk hustle plays. He kept that play alive and gave chance for Northwest to get possession.
Christian Ilsaker into the game. The sophomore out McPherson, Kansas. Inbound out front. Left side Crooker. Being bumped by McNeil. Now Wallace between the circles for Northwest. Right side Funk on the wing. Out to Wallace. 13-15 left of the game. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Wallace cross court left side Crooker to the top of Key Haley. Now to Wallace out front. Wants the long three. Rims out. Fight for the board. Out of bounds. Let's see. Chipman is fighting for the rebound. And it will go off of Chipman who can't believe it. It will belong to Northwest. So Bearcats inbound baseline left. Matt Wallace will trigger it in. Finds Crooker on the wing. And he'll bring it out front for Funk. Hands off to Wallace, and Northwest sets up the offense. Wallace, front of the Bearcat bench, now dribbles between the circles. Pulls up to the top of the key. Left side Crooker. Trying to look low for Kozad. Now gets it to Kozad. Baseline left. Takes the jumper over Smith from 15. Knocks it down. Grant Kozad that time. Facing the bucket, knocks it down. He's got 9 points, and it's a 42-39 game as the Bearcats pulling within three with 12:35 left. Bearcat fans making some noise. Will McNeil into the front court for Washburn. Dribbles left side, spins on Wallace. Down the lane, into double team with Kozad, who blocks the shot. Rebound pulled away by Funk for Northwest. Kozad with his ninth block of the season. Left side, Crooker, and a whistle and a bump and a block foul coming up on Washburn as Chipman collides with Crooker, and Chipman will get called for the foul. That's his second. Fourth team foul on the Ichabods in the half. Northwest with just one. And we've got a timeout by the Ichabods as head coach Bob Chipman wants to talk things over. Cats have pulled within three. Washburn 42, Northwest 39. 12:18 left in the game. We'll be back after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Governor Jay Nixon visited Northwest Missouri State University to discuss how his plans to provide Missouri's colleges and universities with additional performance-based funding will expand opportunities for students and ensure taxpayer incentives yield the best possible returns. During the visit, he praised Northwest, which recently achieved all five benchmarks within the funding model. As a result, Governor Nixon's budget proposes more than $1.2 million in additional funding for Northwest Missouri State University.
12:18 left, Northwest trailing Washburn 42-39 with Mag Order. I'm John Coffey. The Bearcats have a little momentum going here.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And, you know, they never panicked, never really had any reason to panic, but they're just playing good, solid basketball. Washburn isn't shooting lights out like they were. They're still shooting well, but they're not shooting as lights out as they were earlier in the game.
Cricker with the inbound between the circles. Dribbles left side, pressure by McNeil. Bounce pass right side for Funk. Washburn in man-to-man coming out of the timeout. Kirker out near the timeline. Tries past McNeil down the lane. A little runner on the way. Good! As Connor Kirker goes into double figures and 11 points and pulls the Bearcats to within one. How about the freshman this afternoon? Into the front court right side. Mitchell gives it to McNeil. Cross court left side. Find Smith. Northwest back within one in this matchup with the Ichabods. Chipman holds the ball out front, dribbles right side, hands off out of Reeve Worldsaker. Now to McNeil left side. Back right side, Worldsaker on the wing. Bounce goes low right side with the pass for Chipman. Turns, takes the jumper, won't go, and the rebound Northwest. Haley clears the rebound. Slows it up for the catch as Wallace will walk it down the floor. 42-41, Northwest with a chance to regain the lead. And they had the lead for the first time since the 10:34 mark in the first half. Wallace to the top of the key. Gives it to Haley out front. Man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. Haley right side for Kirker. Kirker being guarded by Will McNeil. Now hooks the pass right side. Haley on the wing. The three is good. Nothing but net for D'Angelo Haley off the right side. Northwest with the lead, 44-42. On the right side, Chipman. Out between the circles, Olsaker. Drives on Kirker and a bump and a foul out front. This one to go on Northwest. Foul on Connor Kirker, that's his first. Kyle Wiggins in the game. Olsaker going to the sideline for the Ichabods. Northwest in front, 44-42.
This is a point where there's the potential to use the crowd to get even more momentum and continue to build on the momentum in this game for Northwest.
Northwest trailed by 10 in the first half. They come back to take the lead by 2. Free throw line fadeaway is good as they got the inbound. Kyle Wiggins takes the jumper and makes it a 44-44 game. 10:27 left. Wallace at midcourt, bumped by Mitchell as he takes it and dribbles right side. Down the lane, underneath the bucket, and finds left wing for Kirker, top of the key for Funk. To the free throw line, down the lane he goes, drives, lays it up, and misses the shot. Fight for the rebound and a foul as Kozad trying to fight for the board. We're going to give this one, though, underneath the bucket on the other side by Haley, fighting for the rebound as well, and Haley will pick up his second, team's third. Starzl and Williams back into the game for Northwest. Funk and Wallace to the sideline. We're tied at 44 with 10:13 left in the game. Martin Mitchell across the timeline, dribbling right side, goes on at the right wing. McNeil to the top of the key. Smith picked up by Starzl. Left side pass for Mitchell. Cross court right side. Wiggins to the right wing. McNeil. McNeil out front, goes left side. Chipman. On the left wing is Mitchell. Out of a double team, ball knocked loose and picked up by Kozad. Kozad to Haley on the break, to the bucket, lays it up and in off the right side.
Haley gives Northwest the two-point lead, 46-44. Mitchell for the Ichabods. Dribbles left side and out front, a foul. This one coming up on the Ichabods. An elbow being thrown as this one will go against Washburn.
Well, it's the same sort of screen that was set earlier that Washburn got a foul call on. He used his shoulder. He leaned his shoulder into that screen, and it got called against the Ichabods earlier. Why it's not going to be called now, I don't know why. And it was out right in the middle of nowhere.
Shipman picks up his third foul. And we've got a timeout, and a technical has now been called on Bob Chipman of Washburn, the head coach. Bob Chipman not happy about the call on his son that time, and gets called for the technical.
It was a very obvious call. I mean, that's a terrible place to get a technical foul. It was a very obvious call in a game where there haven't been a lot of obvious calls and some questionable ones. That was a pretty easy one that they got right.
We've seen Coach Bob Chipman pick up a few technicals in his career, and got another one here. And a lot of times, once he picks up that first one, he can kind of go ballistic.
And, you know, honestly, the first time they called that same sort of illegal screen because of the elbow, that was a little more questionable than this last one. The one against Chipman was more obvious than the first one that they called earlier in the game.
46-44, Northwest Missouri State in front by two. They fought back after being down by 10 in the first half with 2:15 left in the half. And now with a 46-44 lead over Washburn, 9:30 left in the game. Wildcats coming out of the timeout. Kozad, Starzl inside, Williams, Kirker, and Haley. Kirker will go to the free throw line with the rest of the players standing back at midcourt. Connor Kirker, the freshman, getting only one miss at the free throw line this season. Now make that two as that one pops out. He's one of two at the free throw line. Have another opportunity, and that one is good. 12 points for Kirker. He had 24, a career high in the comeback win over Northeastern State. Northwest now will get the ball. 47-44, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Then bounded to the backcourt to the freshman, Connor Kirker. He's out of Overland Park, Kansas. Takes it into the front court on the right side. Crossover dribble. Bounce pass out front for Haley. Haley at the top of the key. Off balance as he takes the jumper at the free throw line. Misses it. And Chipman with the rebound inside for Washburn. Northwest in front. 47-44. Across the timeline, Mitchell will hand off to Wiggins at the front. They work a weave to McNeil. Now to Mitchell. Mitchell to Wiggins. High post left side for Smith. Guarded by Starzl. Lobs it out front. Right side, Mitchell. Back left side, Wiggins. Shot clock's at 15. 8:56 left in the game. McNeil through the lane, to the bucket, drives, and the shot high off the glass goes down. Will McNeil with 19 points. It's a one-point game. Northwest in front, 47-46.
And thankfully, he's all they've got offensively today. Nobody else really contributing much for Washburn.
Williams right side for Kirker. Starzl and Kozad were both lined up high post on each side of the lane at the elbow. Now they move low post. Kirker, free throw line left, takes the jump over Smith, blocked away, and rebound Chipman. Here comes Washburn on a 4-on-2 break. Free throw line left, Mitchell. Now to Wiggins. He takes the jump on the left wing. It's a three-pointer, and it's good. Kyle Wiggins knocks down the three. He's got 11 points. And the Ichabods regain the lead, 49-47. As they lead Northwest with 8:15 left, Bearcats want a timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
49-47, Washburn in front of Northwest. Coming out of the timeout, the Bearcats will have the ball go from our right to our left in this second half with 8:15 left in the game.
Really wish Northwest could have taken advantage more of that technical foul, scored on their possession, then got a stop at the other end to really gained some momentum, but Cat still in good position here.
Wallace across the timeline, dribbling right side on Mitchell. Pulls up, goes low post for Starzl in the lane. Over Chipman, blocking a foul. There's a double team of Smith and Chipman inside. Let's see which way they want to go. And it looks like this will go on Joseph Smith. That will be his second foul, getting Starzl to the free throw line.
Yeah, it was a good clean block up top for Chipman. Had Smith not come in and tried to involve himself, it would have been a blocked shot.
Starzl to shoot two. First one too hard. Northwest at the free throw line, 8 of 14 this afternoon. Starzl's second free throw. And that one's too hard. Takes a high bounce off the rim, but we've got a lane violation coming up here.
Yeah, Will McNeil hopping. He was hoping that being in the air before the free throw was taken would count, but you can't be jumping in front of the free throw shooter like that.
Hopefully Northwest can take advantage of this. The Stars will have another opportunity. Eyes the bucket. Free throw this time short. Didn't even draw the rim, and it goes out of bounds. He's too hard with his last one this time. Too short. And the ball belongs to Washburn. Cast down by two. 49-47 with 8 minutes left in the game. Mitchell will take it across the timeline right side. Man-to-man defense out Northwest. Mitchell looks right side for McNeil. Picked up by Wallace to the top of the key, Chipman. One dribble, hands off on the weave out front. Mitchell back to Chipman on the right wing. A three over Kozad. Too hard. Rebound chase. Kozad saves it in bounds. It goes to Crooker. Here comes Northwest on a three-on-one break. Down the lane. Crooker to the bucket. Lays it up. And we got a goaltend coming. They'll count the bucket as Crooker gets credit for it. And Northwest ties it up at 49. So the Ichabods will inbound. Mitchell. I'll take it from our left to our right across the timeline. Guarded by Sullivan on the right side. With it is McNeil. Chipman cross court left side for Wiggins. Guarded by Kirker. Right side for Mitchell. On the right wing, McNeil goes low post for Smith. Whistle and a foul. He's trying to post up with Starzl. That time Starzl will get called for. Harvey Dillon's second foul. Using his hip, trying to get a little position inside, and gets called for the foul.
Smith was completely relying on him, leaning back. If Starzl takes a step backward, Smith probably falls down.
I think you're right. Mitchell to trigger the inbound, finds Smith out front. Gives it to the right wing, back to Mitchell. Takes it to the free throw line, down the lane, kicks it left side, just inside the arc. Chipman with the jumper, won't go. The putback by Smith, no. Kirker trying to fight for the rebound, it ricochets inside. Mitchell was there, and a foul, reaching, coming up on Northwest. And this time, the foul's on Dylan Starzl. Starzl to pick up his third foul, fifth team foul on Northwest. Kozad goes to the sideline. Tyler Funk into the game. We're tied at 49 with 7:06 left. Ichabod's inbound. Mitchell gets a quick inbound to Wiggins on the left side. To the left wing, trying to drive on Crooker. Instead, brings it out between the circles for Mitchell. Swings the right side for Chipman, picked up by Funk. Now to the top of the key, McNeil. Pops it into the lane. With it is Smith trying to go up over Kozad. Instead, goes into the right corner. Mitchell, a long three on the way. Short fight for the board. A whistle and a foul inside. Funk and Chipman fighting for the board. And this time it will go on Funk, I believe. That'll be Tyler's second foul. Sixteenth foul on Northwest. The Ichabods with seven in this half. 6:49 left. We're tied at 49. Mitchell, quick inbound left side for Chipman in the baseline, and a quick bump and a foul. Sign Funk will get called for another one.
Spending a lot of time on this end of the floor on this trip down. Several Northwest fouls.
Seventh team foul, so a 1-1 coming up for Washburn. Bobby Chipman to the free throw line, the 6'8 senior out of Topeka. 62% shooter on the year, 55 of 88. First trip there today. He's got 6 points so far. Petit lining up behind the basket, trying to bother Chipman. Free throw misses, and Connor Crooker with the rebound for Northwest. Tied to 49 with 6:43 left. Wallace into the front court right side on Mitchell. Goes out front, finds Funk, who pops out at the top of the key. Left side on the wing for Sullivan. One dribble, cross court right side, Wallace. 19 on the shot clock. Now to Crooker near the timeline. Man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. They played some 2-3 in this game. Right now, back into the man. 10 on the shot clock. And Crooker to the free throw line off the right side. Finds Sullivan. Sullivan stops at the free throw line. Takes a jumper and won't go. Rebound. McNeil clears it away. And we're getting an outlet for Mitchell. Still tied at 49. 6:10 left. On the right side, Mitchell brings it out between the circles. Finds McNeil. Now Ichabod slow things up. Cross court left side, Wiggins. Now back to Mitchell, right side to Chipman on the right wing, trying to go low right. Dustin McNeil trying to post up with Wallace. Now to Smith, free throw line right, takes the jumper, and it's good. 4 points for Smith, and that gives Washburn the two-point lead, 51-49. 51-49, Washburn with 5:40 left in the game. Wallace into the front court left side in front of the Bearcat bench. Takes it to the top of the key. Gets it picked by Starzl. Drives right side. Whistle. And the ball goes out of bounds. And let's see. We've got, it's going to belong to Northwest. One of the officials ruled it would be the Ichabod's ball, but Roger Smith, the official who had it right in front of him, says the ball was tipped and it will belong to the Bearcats. Starzl to the sideline. Grant Cozad back into the game. Wallace will inbound. 5.5 minutes left. Northwest down by two. Quick inbound. Haley fadeaway in the lane. Hangs on the rim and drops in. D'Angelo Haley got the roll. He's got 12 points. Ties the game up at 51. On the wing left is Christian Ilsek, who checked in during that last stoppage of play. On the right side, Wiggins. Wiggins out front. Looks on the left side. Ilsek picked up by Funk. Now between the circles, Wiggins. Right side, Mitchell. Trying to work a screen by Smith. And back right side, Smith takes the jumper from 14. Won't go. Fight for the board. McNeil underneath the bucket. Puts it back up. No, and a foul. This will go on Northwest inside.
Foul's starting to rack up a little bit here on Northwest.
Haley picks up his third, eighth team foul in the half. And this will get Will McNeil to the free throw line. 1-1 from there. Again, 81% shooter on the season at the line. Very complete basketball player. The knee bend. And the free throw off to the left. A rare miss at the line for the senior out of Alexandria, Louisiana. He had 16 points against the Bearcats last Saturday. He has 18 so far, actually 19 so far today. Second free throw is good. Now 52-51 Washburn lead over Northwest. Across the timeline goes Wallace. Hands off Alva Weave to Haley. Now back to Wallace on the left wing. Man-to-man out of the Ichabods. Wallace to the top of the key. Left side for Kirker. Left corner for Haley. Wants the three. It's off the front of the rim. Into the rebound to Ilsecker and Washburn. Cast down by one. Into the front court right side. McNeil drives on Wallace. Spins past him. Up in the line. Off the glass. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Tipped by Kirker. Picked up by Cozad. Alec goes to Wallace. Northwest didn't have the numbers. Wallace slows it down. Left side on the wing for Kirker. Finds baseline left. Cozad fakes up. Goes in the lane. Little hook shot on the rim. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Whistle and a foul. Funk. Clotheslined inside by Smith. And let's see which way they want to go with the foul here. I think this
should
will
be
go
on Smith. Yeah.
And that will be his third foul. Breaking the action now with 4:23 left. Northwest down by 152-51. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
4:23 left in the game. Northwest trails Washburn 52-51. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Northwest will be going to the free throw line following this timeout. Cats trying to tie or take the lead here as D'Angelo Haley goes to the line. Haley with his first trip to the line today. He's a 71% shooter on the year. Has 12 points. Then a 1-1 opportunity coming up for Haley. It was fouled before the timeout by Joseph Smith. Free throw is good. Tied up at 52.
Washburn's field goal percentage in the first half, just over 54%. They're shooting 39% so far here in the second half.
Second free throw rims out, and we'll have a lane violation as Haley immediately knew that his shot was going to go off and try to get his rebound, but got in the lane too early. Tied up at 52, Northwest, Dan Washburn. 4:18 left. Into the front court, left side goes Martin Mitchell. Between the circles, finds McNeil. Down the lane right on Wallace. Up with a shot too hard. Fight for the rebound. Haley trying to come down with it inside with Chipman. It goes on the baseline out of bounds. Chipman has it, and it will belong to Northwest. Actually, Olsaker, I think that was inside. And Olsaker couldn't hold on to it. He hits the baseline, so it belongs to Northwest. Chipman into the game. Olsaker to the sideline. Full court pressure out of the Ichabods. We're tied up at 52. Just over 4 minutes left in the game. Haley into the front court. Dribbles right side. Chased by McNeil to Wallace. Now out front for Kirker. He's guarded by Wiggins. Hands off to Wallace. Now back to Kirker on the right wing. Connor with the left-handed dribble. Top the key to the free throw line. Back pedals right side. Finally controls the dribble, being pressured a bit. Now to Wallace. To Kirker between the circles. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. 3:43 left in the game. Kirker down the lane. And he bumped as he drives down the lane off that left side. And a foul coming up on Washburn. And this will go on Bobby Chipman. Number four on Chipman. Ninth team foul on the Ichabods. And Connor Kirker getting to the free throw line. One and one opportunity for the freshman. Free throw. Good. 15 points for Kirker. He's 3 of 4 at the free throw line. And a 1-point Bearcat lead, 53-52. Second free throw. Good. And the Cats by 2. 54-52. They were down by 10 in the first half. And in the front court, left side, Mitchell. Guarded by Haley. Mitchell near the timeline. Goes cross court, right side, Wiggins to the right wing, Chipman. Out front, finds Zach Riggins, who's checked into the ballgame. Hasn't seen a lot of time tonight. Now to Mitchell, to Riggins on the left wing. Guarded by Starzl. With one dribble, out top with the pass for Wiggins. Now to McNeil, with 7 on the shot clock. 3:10 left in the game. McNeil, out front, top the key. Takes the jumper short, grazes the rim. Rebound to Northwest. Connor Kirker comes away. Looks over, and Coach Ben McCollum tells his team to slow things up as Kirker will walk it across the timeline. Northwest with a 2-point lead. Kirker to the right wing. Hands off to Wallace. He'll bring it out between the circles. Dribbles left side. And to the left wing in front of the Bearcat bench. Shot clock's at 15 seconds. Oh, hand check out front by Mitchell in the left corner for Kirker. Now to Wallace on the left side. Shot clock at 7 seconds. Low left side for Kozat. Kozat trying to spin on Chipman. Around him up with a shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tapped out front, controlled by Haley. Northwest with a fresh 35 on the shot clock with 2:27 left. Now to Wallace in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Out between the circles. Pulls up, top of the key, finds Haley. Haley, long pass, pass, left side, Kozat takes it into lane. His dribble knocked loose. They dive after the ball in front of the Bearcat bench. It goes on the sideline out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest. Chipman went diving after that loose ball and couldn't get there in time, so Northwest will inbound with 16 on the shot clock. 2:09 left in the game. And Northwest in front, 54-52. Haley to inbound for the Cats. Gets the inbound to Kirker. Dribbles between the circles. Gets a screen by Starzl. Down the lane right he goes. And gets called for the travel. Trying to pull up off the post off the right side. And gets called for the travel. And the turnover gives it to Washburn.
Well, Cats took almost a minute off the clock there, though, with that possession.
Northwest up by 2. 54-52. Martin Mitchell at midcourt, met by Haley. Lobs the pass to the top to Key McNeil. Down the lane left. A little runner on the way. Good. Nothing but net. 22 points for McNeil and a timeout. We're tied at 54. Northwest and Washburn, 147 left in the game. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Tied at 54, Northwest and Washburn. 1:47 left. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest inbound. They go from our right to our left. 1:43 left in the game. Wallace accelerates into the front court right side as he's guarded by Mitchell. Bounce pass to the top of the key, Haley. Back to Wallace on the right wing. Now to Crooker between the circles. 1.5 minutes left in the game. Crooker on the right side. Now pulls up, hooks the pass left side for Haley. Haley free throw line through the lane, drives. Shot is rejected by Chipman, but a foul as Chipman knocks him to the floor. That's number 5 on Bobby Chipman.
And as he walks off the floor, same mannerisms as his dad. The hands going up in the air, the palms up, going, what's the deal? What's going on? I can't believe it. I mean, exact same look that we've seen on the sidelines for years.
Haley will go to the free throw line. D'Angelo, as he steps to the free throw line, is 1-for-2 from there this afternoon. For Northwest, checking into the ball game, Tyler Funk takes the place of Grant Cozad. Now Christian Earlsaker into the game to take the place of Bobby Chipman. We're tied up at 54. Haley with a chance to give the Bearcats the lead with 1:22 left. D'Angelo spins the ball in his hands. Free throw on the way, good. 14 points for Haley. Haley, a 71% shooter at the free throw line with his second one. Sights, shoots, and hits. 56-54, Northwest with 1:19 left. Mitchell into the front court on the left side, finds Wiggins. He's guarded by Kirker. Out between the circles with his dribble. Bearcat fans coming to their feet with 1:09 left. Shot clock's down to 20 seconds. McNeil, free throw line, right side to Olsaker. Free throw line right, fadeaway jumper over Wallace. Rims out, rebound Kirker for another Funk for Northwest. Funk clears it away to Wallace. Under a minute left in the game, Northwest holding on to a 2-point lead, 56-54. Timeout, Northwest. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
52.4 seconds left. Northwest in front of Washburn, 56-54. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, we've had some exciting finishes this season. We've got another one here tonight.
Yeah, you look at Northwest, and 4 out of their last 5 games have been decided by 4 points or less. I have a feeling we're going to make that 5 out of 6 here in just a few minutes.
Cats trying to fight back after being down by 10 in the first half. They're up 56-54. Go inbound on the far side at midcourt. Kirker, the freshman, will inbound to Wallace, and Wallace will take it from the backcourt into the frontcourt as Cats spread out their offense. Wallace into the frontcourt, left side. Being guarded by Mitchell. Dribbles right side. Out near the timeline now. 14 on the shot clock, 38 seconds left in the game. Handoff goes to Kirker. Kirker dribbling on the right wing. Now to the top of the key. Through the lane, drives. Little runner with the left hand. It bounds off the rim and in. Connor Kirker gets it to fall, and Northwest up by 4. Now top of Key McNeil launches the 3 for the Ichabods off the front of the rim. Rebound Haley Northwest. 22 seconds left, and timeout for Northwest. They get a foul instead. Foul on Kyle Wiggins. That is his second, committing the foul, and this will get Haley to the free throw line. 58-54, Northwest Missouri State in front. D'Angelo Haley back to the free throw line. Knocked down a couple just a few moments ago. As the crowd goes quiet, Haley eyes the bucket. Free throw good.
Tell you what, Connor Crooker is really starting to make a name for himself here his freshman year. He's hit some huge shots in the second half of this season for Northwest.
59-54, Northwest in front. Williams into the game. Starzl goes to the sideline. One more free throw coming for Haley. Senior out of Detroit, Michigan. And it's on the way. Good. 60-54 Northwest, 19 seconds left. Out front, Mitchell, a three is good. Knocks it down at the top of the key, and a timeout by Washburn. So a timeout, Washburn. 16.6 seconds left. Northwest in front, 60-57. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Three-point lead for the Bearcats, 60-57, as they lead Washburn. That last three by Martin Mitchell, just his first bucket of the second half. He's a guy who averages 15 points a game. He's got 10 now, but big three-pointer by Mitchell, bringing Washburn within three.
Yeah, and one thing that Northwest has got to do is get the inbound in cleanly and knock down your free throws. If you do that, Washburn's going to run out of time, even if they hit threes every trip down the floor. So just get the inbound in and get down and hit the free throws. Pretty easy game playing from here on out.
16.6 seconds left. Northwest will inbound. And they have on the floor Wallace, Williams, Kirker, Funk, and Haley. All very good free throw shooters out on the floor. Wallace getting ready to trigger the inbound as he looks at full court pressure. Still needs to try to get it in, and now we'll call a timeout before a five count. So a break in the action with 16.6 seconds left. Northwest in front of Washburn, 60-57. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
16.6 seconds left. Northwest 60, Washburn 57. Wallace again will try to trigger the inbound. Trying to find someone to throw it to. Gets the inbound to Williams, who's immediately fouled from behind as Leon Flowers checked into the game for the Ichabods, who has some fouls to give. Picks up his second foul. And Northwest will go to the other end to shoot free throws. So they've got two coming here. And Bryson Williams going to the free throw line. It's his first trip to the line this afternoon. 77% shooter on the year. Very good free throw shooter. Will step up as a senior from St. Joseph. Eyes the bucket. And the free throw is too hard. Three-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 60-57. Big free throw coming up for Bryson. And it's on the way. Good. Bryson hits the big one there. Now, four-point game. Now, into the front court, right side comes McNeil. McNeil, right side, out top of the key for Flowers. Left side, they get it to Riggins. Back right side, Flowers at three is good off the right side with 6.9 seconds left. And a timeout, Washburn. It's a one-point game, Northwest 61, Washburn 60. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Northwest inbound, 6.9 seconds left, holding on to a one-point lead, 61-60. Again, that Wallace will trigger the inbound. Trying to find an inbound, gets it to Haley, who holds on to it and is immediately fouled. Now with 5.3 seconds left, Dan Haley to go to the other end. This foul coming up on Washburn and Will McNeil. That'll be number two on McNeil. D'Angelo Haley going to the free throw line. He's 5-6 from the line this afternoon.
But then missed by Williams on one of his two, the previous trip to the line, means that you got to hit both to make sure they can't win it with a three here. If Williams hits that, you could have potentially made it a two-possession game once again.
Haley at the line, free throw good. 18 points for Haley. 62-60. Northwest Missouri State in front. Another big free throw coming for D'Angelo. Eyes the bucket. Free throw good. Haley hits both. And inbound right side and a foul by Wallace. And that's a good foul. Fouling McNeil at midcourt.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk recently with just what's happened at the Division I level about whether you foul or not with under 5 seconds to go in a three-point lead. And it seems that the consensus has been to probably go ahead and do that and not give them the look at a three-point opportunity. The chances are a lot better statistically that you're going to win the ball game if you just send them to the free throw line in this situation.
Wallace gets called for the foul, sending Will McNeil to the free throw line. An 81% shooter. Northwest up by three, 63-60 with 4 seconds left. McNeil dribbles a couple times, spins the ball on his fingers. Deep breath, knee bend, free throw is good. And it's a 63-61 game. Northwest Missouri State in front.
So now if you're Washburn, you got to think about whether or not you intentionally missed the free throw.
4 seconds left. Second free throw, tossed up in the air, missed. Fight for the rebound on the right side. Pulled down by Mitchell, puts it up, rims around and out. One goes, the buzzer sounds, and Northwest holds on for the win.
And McNeil was over the free throw line well before that ball hit the rim. He should have been called for a violation.
Northwest coming back from 10 down in the first half. Fight their way back in the second half and take a 63-61 victory over the Washburn Ichabods. We'll be back and begin our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 63-61. Northwest with the win over Washburn. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, one finish.
Absolutely. Now 5 of 6 games for Northwest that have been decided by 4 points or less. And I guess the good news is in those games, they're 3-2 now. So get back on the winning track here against a good Washburn team. And hopefully this will spur a little bit momentum into the last couple of weeks of the season.
Last meeting, last Saturday in Topeka, it was Washburn with the win, 80-67. The 80 points the most Northwest has given up this season. And really, a lot of key buckets by Northwest in the second half that will make a difference. But I think you have to discredit for one thing, defense, especially in the second half, shutting down a Washburn team that shot a good percentage in the first half, but Northwest defensively really cracked down on them in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that 80 points, it's only the second time that any team scored over 70 against Northwest this year. So this much back to a much more comfortable type of ball game for Northwest Missouri State, and of course it ends up in a win.
As Northwest wins this one, 63-61. Bearcats improved to 16-8 and now 9-6 in the MIAA. Washburn falls to 16-6 and 9-5 in the conference. We'll be back. Have the extra half of the word and more for you coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the search for a new athletic director after Wren Baker announced his resignation.
We're very thankful to Wren, but at the same time, you need to keep moving forward, and we are. I met with the entire athletics department yesterday along with other individuals, and, you know, bottom line is the athletics department is very excited. They see that there's just such camaraderie in that department and a high expectation, and John, you and I know it's one thing to have high expectation on the court and on the field, but I'm talking about on and off the field and the courts, etc. Student athletes, the NCAA Division II experience, life in the balance. It's not just performance on the field and on the court. It's really performance in the classroom and the community, and that's where our athletics team really is at. So we're excited about that. We'll be posting the position here in the next week or so. We've had a lot of inquiries already. Competencies, really, taking that internal operation, making sure it's as strong as it can be, focusing on academic success rate, what our students do off the field, so to speak, but also an external side for the AD and really getting into the community and the alumni base and thinking about resources and ramping up in the future. So pretty exciting process. We put a search committee together, and we hope to move as quickly as we can.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking with John Coffey about the search for a new athletic director after Wren Baker announced his resignation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 63-61 win over Washburn. An exciting finish to this one. The Bearcats break a three-game losing streak with the win. And Matt, as we look at our different players that have an opportunity for the Extra Effort Award, they have to look at a freshman this afternoon.
I tell you, Connor Crooker doing it again. Hit a huge shot late in the ball game. Hit some important shots as well throughout the game, but was 6 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. And ended up with 16 points today, but really made some big plays, handled the ball real well late in the ball game. They've really started to look to him a little bit more than even Wallace late in the game and when the game's on the line to handle the basketball because he's done such a good job of it.
Cricker, our Extra Effort Award winner. He even played 29 minutes tonight, coming off the bench as well, helping this team to the victory. He was one of three players in double figures for Northwest. D'Angelo Haley had 19 points. He was 7 of 8 at the free throw line, hit some big free throws down the stretch. Grant Cozad had 11 points in the game. Again, the three players in double figures. Northwest, for the game, ends up shooting 50% from the field, 21 of 42. They were 3 of 11 from a three-point range and 18 of 27 at the free throw line, 67% from there. You'd like to see that up just a little bit, but they were able to hit some free throws when they needed them down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and that's what, because we saw a couple, two, three big threes late by Washburn, and if Northwest isn't knocking down those free throws, then Washburn probably wins this game.
These are two of the top defensive teams in the MIAA. Northwest, the number one team, giving up just 61 points a game. Washburn
giving up 63 points a game. And you look at the final score here, that's pretty much the average on the season.
That says it all. It's a good thing. Northwest is a couple points better, I guess.
And turnovers against, again, both of these teams that play good defense. Turnovers, Northwest turned over just 10 times for the day. And I think took very good care of the basketball in the second half. At the end of the first half, they had 8 turnovers, only 2 turnovers in the second half for Northwest.
Yeah, well, both teams, really, especially the way this game was played and how good defenses they are, the two teams combined with just 17 turnovers, that's a pretty good number there.
And Northwest with the win again. They win this one 63-61, defeating Washburn and evening out the season series at 1 game apiece. We'll be back to have more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest with a 63-61 win over Washburn this afternoon. Before we talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, we're joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. An exciting one, a 2-point win for Northwest this afternoon. And coach, a heck of a ballgame for your team.
Yeah, you know, our kids played with a lot of energy to start the game and carried over, and you know, we stayed with it throughout, and we finished the game like that. And if we can play with energy, enthusiasm, and emotion, and we play to have fun, you know, we're a really good basketball team, and you know, we lost some of that fun. And Dylan went down and tried to find answers, and just, you know, we lost our identity for a little bit, our way, and. We haven't found it necessarily, but this is a step in the right direction.
You took care of the basketball very well, really for the entire game, but especially the second half, only 2 turnovers in the second half.
Yeah, against them, they are all easy basket. You know, they really score easy baskets. You know, they're great at turning you over. They're a great offensive rebounding team. They're very patient offensively. They don't beat themselves. They're just a very tough basketball team to play against, and you know, we were fortunate enough to come out on top.
Got several good performances this afternoon, but I thought one kind of stood out, your freshman Connor Kirker, and he really was a guy that really appeared to want the ball down the stretch when the game was on the line.
Yeah, I tell you, 2 days ago in practice, he probably had, just as far as the basketball going and making plays, he probably had the best practice I've ever seen from any player that I've coached. I mean, he was just on, you know, and he was getting to the basket. He was, you know, he was just great that game or that practice, and obviously it carried over to the game where he was able to make some plays, and he did a great job of it.
Again, second meeting with Washburn in 7 days. Let's talk about differences between the game in Topeka and here, and one of those obviously has to be with Dylan Starzl in the lineup here today.
Yeah, that helps a lot. He's a pretty good basketball player. He draws a lot of attention. He doesn't make many free throws. Geez, 2 for 6. But, you know, he draws so much attention, and then defensively he's always in the right spots. You know, you can't really score on him in the post. Statistically, he wasn't great today, but, you know, just as far as playing goes, I thought he was.
Yeah, I thought he really, about everybody took the floor for you this afternoon and contributed one way or another.
Yeah, you know, and we had a, I thought we had a pretty good kind of scheme, game plan offensively to where we were able to get buckets, and you know, we were able to score pretty effectively, and we did that, and it was a team victory, and it was fun for the guys, and you know, I just hope they understand that we need to keep this going now.
And I think too, getting back to defensively limiting your opponent, last week Washburn scored 80 points, this week held at what your average is for the year, giving up 61 points, and that makes a huge difference there.
Yeah, you know, I thought we guarded. See, the thing that you can run into when you play Washburn, because they are very well coached, and what you can run into is they make a lot of tough shots. So McNeil hits those very, very difficult shots. You know, they're just you can't guard him when he's making those. He's unguardable. And those shots won't get you beat. Those shots don't beat you. It's if you allow that to affect your mood, for lack of a better term, and then, you know, you give up a transition layup because your head's down, or you give up an O-board because your head's down, and you know, those are the things that'll beat you against Washburn, and that's why they're so tough to play. They are extremely good and well coached.
And it seemed like when you needed to play this evening in that second half, you were able to either come up with a stop or come up with a big play offensively that helped keep Washburn from getting some momentum there.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we were... you know, we kept our energy up. We kept our focus defensively, and we eliminated their easy baskets. And that's how you beat Washburn, is you eliminate easy baskets, and we did that tonight.
Now, you look ahead, another home game on Wednesday night. You've got Missouri Western coming to town.
Yeah, you know, go polar opposites. So it'll be a tough tussle against Missouri Western. Obviously, they're going to play that zone and, you know, really ice the game out. And so we're just going to have to stay with what we do and really fight you know, just do what we did today, play with a lot of energy and enthusiasm.
And before I let you go, we'll just talk a little bit about the atmosphere here at Bearcat Arena this afternoon. The fans were here, and they were having some fun.
Boy, this was as fun a game as I've ever been a part of. I mean, this was awesome, just as far as the fans go. I mean, they were engaged. You know, I thought a big part of that, and mistake me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm right. I believe it was the Teaks down on that far end that just brought it. It was contagious. Everybody just fed off of their energy and their enthusiasm, and it just created a fun environment to watch a basketball game, and, you know, hopefully it'll bring some people back. So we really, really appreciate them being here.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest with the 2-point win over Washburn, 63-61. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State on the men's side defeats Washburn this afternoon 63-61. Earlier today, the Northwest women came up short 64-54 to Washburn. Split the doubleheader, but really, Matt, a couple pretty good basketball games this afternoon. Unfortunately for the women, just unable to come up with a win against a very good Washburn team.
Yeah, you know, and you're frustrated with the turnovers because that's the big number. I mean, but you got to think about it. Northwest turned it over 26 times and only lost by 7 points. I mean, that's pretty good. Does make it a little bit more frustrating because if you do take care of the basketball better, that probably means a win. But they didn't. That's a simple fact. And they end up with the loss, but they've got some winnable ball games still ahead of them in the next couple weeks.
And for the Northwest men, good to get them back on the winning track.
Absolutely, and a big one here at home, hopefully one that they can use for some momentum as well, because they've got a loss to avenge coming up on Wednesday night here at Bearcat Arena.
And going back to what Coach McCullum was talking about with the atmosphere here, this was an electric place here this afternoon.
Absolutely, and you know, hopefully we can see it build into that being what's expected, and that happening game in and game out, because the groups that were here tonight were energetic. They had fun. Hopefully they enjoyed themselves. Really looked like they did.
Yeah.
I know I enjoyed watching it. So
if they didn't, they were very good actors.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And a good win this afternoon helps things out.
Absolutely. That makes it a little bit more, and in a close game. But, you know, maybe we should come to expect that. We've seen a lot of those close ones here at home.
Northwest faces Missouri Western coming up on Wednesday here at Bearcat Arena. The women's game will tip off at 5:30, and the men at 7:30 will have the play-by-play of both of those games beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. And here again this afternoon in the women's game is Washburn 61 and Northwest 54, as the Northwest women coming up a little bit short in that matchup, as they fall now to 11-11 and 5-9, while Washburn improves to 19-3 and 13-1. In the men's game, Northwest with the two-point win, 63-61, as they defeat Washburn. The Northwest men now 16-8 and 9-6. Washburn falls to 16-6 and 9-5. My thanks to Matt Gorder and also engineering the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon, Dylan Rainey. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill.